Imagine this. You're at a party. You meet someone who you don't think is very attractive. In fact, you think this person's downright homely. Do you tell the person that you think he or she is, well, ugly and what they could do to make themselves more attractive? Chances are pretty good you don't. Unless you're Brad Blanton. Blanton is a psychotherapist and the author of Practicing Radical Honesty. He told Anne Strangechamps what happens to you if you give up all the lies and decide to be radically honest.
You get a lot dumber. First, you kind of act like you didn't know any better. And you just say whatever's on your mind. You say what you feel, what you think, what you've done, and let the chips fall where they may. And it turns out that you end up happier, and people get along with you better, and people love you more, and everything works out better if you don't work so hard to make it work out. That is, you just give up manipulating and controlling and start saying what's so and then see what happens.
But this sounds like you get a lot ruder.
Well, occasionally, yeah. A lot of people interpret it as a lot ruder, but usually it's a lot funnier. Mostly, it's funnier. You know, what people say they're afraid of about honesty is that it would be offensive or that it would hurt people's feelings. Actually, the biggest rationalization for lying is I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And the second biggest rationalization for lying is I didn't want to offend anybody. What people are really scared of, though, is not that. It's not people's rejection or reaction. What they're really afraid of is what happens when you start being honest is people start loving you. And people are more terrified of joy than they are of any other emotion. They're scared enough of anger, and they're scared enough of grief, and they're fairly afraid of sexuality. But they're most terrified of all of joyfulness, of just being happy, of an uncontrollable glee. And people are terrified of that. So they use the rationalization that I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, I don't want to offend anybody, or I have to be careful, or I want to be polite, as a way of making sure that they're not in danger of getting loved too much.
What about daily life, interactions with other people, coworkers, friends? You know, I think one of the things people withhold a lot, you said earlier, one of the things people do all the time is withhold the truth because they don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. So are you suggesting people go around and hurt everybody's feelings all the time?
I do. I recommend that you hurt people's feelings and that you stay with them until they get over it. It doesn't take but a minute or two, usually. It doesn't hurt that bad to get your feelings hurt, and it usually is something you can get over. And I recommend that you offend people, but that you don't do a drive-by. You don't just cuss them and run away. You actually offend people and stay with them until they get over being offended, and you hurt their feelings and stay with them until they get over being hurt. And when you do that, you have authentic, powerful relationships. And when you condescend and you don't mention what might hurt their feelings and you're constantly screening for what you say and being careful how you speak, you live in an alienated, isolated jail of your own making.
On your website, you're quoted as saying that if a person is exceptionally ugly, you should just tell that person that he or she is ugly and go on to explain what it is that makes that person ugly. Have you ever actually done that?
Well, sure. You can say, I think you're ugly. I imagine a lot of people think you're ugly. You ever talk to people about whether they think you're ugly or not? And then we have a conversation about something that person usually wants to talk about but doesn't get much of a chance to talk about.
They actually want to talk about it?
Absolutely, because then you can get beyond it. Then what happens is my category of ugliness gets transformed to something like beautiful if the quality of our contact is such that we get into it, talk about it, laugh about it, cry about it, do whatever we have to do, and then we're related to each other. See, in order for me to get beyond the limitations of my own opinions, I have to tell the truth about them so that the truth can change, because the truth of my experience changes only to the degree that I'm willing to experience the experience. So if I think you're ugly, I say, well, you look ugly as hell to me. Do other people talk to you about you being ugly? I think that wart on the end of your nose is really twisted. Look, why don't you get that so much cut off, you know? We have a direct contact with conversation. And they can say, well, they like it or they don't like it or whatever. You know, the point is that you can have an authentic, honest conversation about opinions and relationships.
Brad Blanton is a psychotherapist. He's the author of Practicing Radical Honesty, How to Complete the Past, Live in the Present, and Build a Future with a Little Help from Your Friends. He spoke with Anne Strainchamps.